Thanks for not cheering. It's killing me. No, man, I drink too much. And I mean, look, I yelled at a poster in a liquor store recently. That's a bad sign, I think. It just made me mad. I mean, look, posters in liquor stores are the dumbest piece of advertising ever, because they don't, look, beer does not have to advertise, you know? Like Coors Light, like what happens when you open a Coors Light? It'll snow, a train will show up. I don't fucking know, whatever, right? Always stupid. And the posters are the worst, because it's always a hot woman holding something she'd never, ever drink. Like a model that probably doesn't touch alcohol, holding swill. Like, I saw one that was a woman in an evening gown with pearl necklace holding out a 40 of King Cobra malt liquor. Like, what sort of elegant soiree are you attending, madame? It's to benefit the London Philharmonic Orchestra. Here's your 40 of King Cobra. Let me take your arm. We're all going to shit our pants in the ballroom. It's a malt liquor diarrhea party for charity. Hence the gown. So, but the one I yelled at, like I walk in this liquor store and I said, hey, to the guy, and I looked over and I saw it and I just went, shut up. And the guy goes, I don't think I can sell you any of this shit. That's what he said. Because you ever been cut off in a liquor store, not even a bar? Like, that's a bad sign, right? So I was like, dude, look, I'm not drunk. That poster's ridiculous. And we looked at it, and we looked at each other, and we laughed because the ad was an ad for the Jaeger Bomb, which, A, does not need to advertise. Their audience is fucking locked, and... if you like a hangover that feels like a stroke, you love a Jaeger Bomb. Oh, that is the worst hangover known to man. That's like a box of white wine. Like, that's the worst. Like, in all hangovers, you're worried about your health and the future, right? Like, I got the beer sweats on a Tuesday. That was fucked up. Trying to live past 55. Woo! Let's go jogging. Take some vitamins. Something. Jaeger Bomb hangover, you're not worried about your health. Worried about your life. That fucking day, right? Just weird symptoms. Like, I don't know, man. This left arm keeps twitching. This eye keeps blinking, this one won't fucking close. And my butthole's been numb for 7 hours. I don't, any of these symptoms? Hey, just spitballing, how much did Costco go to the ER without any health insurance? You guys know? 40 grand, fuck! We passed the hat. Kraft mac and cheese will not fix this. I've taken 9 Advil, Jesus Christ. And the ad said, Jaeger Bomb, like in balloon letters, like hooray! Like it's Disneyland or something. And it had the attractive buxom model assembling it, right? Shot of Jaeger, half pint of Red Bull, we all know what it is. Dropping it in like, after 9 of these, you can have me. Which is a lie, because your dick will not work after 9 Jaeger Bomb. Your brain and face will think so, right? Like it's happening. Down here, it's all marshmallows and Nerf. Nope. Blurf, 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 blurf. I'm sorry. Blurf, blurf, blurf. It's not you. Let's just go to sleep. Try again in the morning. I love you. Why won't my eyes close? This is horrific. Oh, my left arm is numb. And none of that is what made me all shut up at the poster. None of it. What made me all shut up is that tiny letters at the bottom. Very tiny letters. It said, please drink responsibly. What? It's a Jaeger bomb. It's a bomb you put inside of you. What could be less responsible, right? It's like having an ad for Smith & Wesson handguns. The guy's juggling 10 cocked and loaded handguns. Gun juggling, but safety first, cowpokes. Ba-ding, no. Like, what's a responsible drink? One, right? Go out on a Monday or Tuesday, have a glass of wine, a beer, a martini if you're fancy, right? Who's one? Is a Jaeger bomb. How crazy are they? Like, if you went out to some guy you've never met, like, yeah, come have a drink. Like, all right, I got a kid at home, but I'll have one. Jaeger bomb? The fuck? What? Yeah, it's my drink. Yeah! Good night, guys. I like to drift off to nightmarish visions. I like a regular heartbeat as I'm drifting off to sleep. I like to wake up suddenly at 4 a.m. and Google the youngest heart attack ever. That's my thing. That's why I love one Jaeger bomb and right to bed. But I want to try it, right? I want to try to have a responsible... Like, I want to go out to a shitty, crowded, fratty bar and just have a quiet Jaeger bomb, right? Introspect, like a snifter of brandy after a fine meal, like a good sipping whiskey. Like, don't shoot it, sip it, and watch everyone around me lose their goddamn minds. Just go in like a crowded fratty bar in a tweed blazer and a cashmere vest, nice tie, slacks, razor crease, penny loafers. Excuse me, can you not bump into me? Excuse me. Trying to have an adult beverage like a man? Yes, barman, I'll take a Jaeger bomb. No, no, I'll assemble it. Batoon. It always splashes, you know. Sip. Mmm, that smooth chemical draw, that's good. I like how it tastes like someone melted down RoboCop and I'm drinking them. Like nothing that should be in a human body, ever. I feel my organs rejecting it like a baboon heart. Cheers. Hey, you know, I think my wife understands me. You know what I mean? No, what are you, 19? Go fuck yourself. Who's that guy? Stocks and bonds, everyone. Stocks and bonds. Like eight guys in Affliction t-shirts would beat the shit out of you. Be behind you like, drink it all, it's our one rule. Fuck this guy up. I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I went through some hard shit this year. I had a relationship of 2.5 years with someone that's very special fall apart, and you know, little disappointments around along the way. And where's the joke? It's coming. Don't get weird. But you're weird. He's having a breakdown now. Jesus. Start the car. No. I got through it, and I'm getting through it because I believe in angels. And let me tell you about my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. No, no, no. When I say angel, I don't really believe in angels. It's my term that I use for anything that makes you laugh when you don't think you can possibly laugh, right? Like, the best example I can think of is imagine yourself walking out of a funeral, and you see a really fat guy playing a tuba, happily. And then he trips and crushes the tuba. And then he farts a really long time while giggling. That's a fucking angel. There's no way you would not laugh at that. You'd buy him 5 more tubas, give him $100, be like, do it 5 more times. Bring me back to life. Angel. Like, I was in Madison, Wisconsin on a tour with a friend of mine who's about my same age. And Madison's great. It's a college town. But I always feel weird in these towns because I'm too old to be a student. I'm too young to have a kid going there. So I'm just a creep. Walking around, right? Trying to not look at boobies, and I'm just like feeling weird, and I go in this bar, and this kid is sitting there taking IDs. He's like 19 if he's a day. He's like, IDs. Takes my friend and goes, you're old as fuck, go ahead. Takes mine, you're really old as fuck, go ahead. We walk in, we're laughing our asses off like that, what a dick. Ha, that kid. Hey, 2 Jack and Cokes? The bartender's like, IDs. We're like, gave him to the doorman. He's like, what doorman? We look, he was gone. That little fucker! It was just some kid. Just some kid that didn't work there but decided to make us feel self-conscious about our ages. Oh. I will love that kid until the day I die. That kid is an angel. Angel. Ah, I am 39, I'm unmarried, I have no children, no girlfriend, still rent an apartment. I think I'm fucking killing you guys. I think I'm doing great. I think I'm doing great. I think I'm the example of what a man should be at my age. Let's not lie. I don't know if I'm being sarcastic. Like, at all. At all. You know what I mean? Like, to some people, like, ugh, get it together. Some people, like a guy with like 7 kids, are like, oh, fuck, you're my hero. I love you so much. Like, never change. You know, because I don't have a problem with me, and I'm not, you know, trying to stay this way all the time, but it just happened. The odd thing is it would be less sad if I were gay. You know what I mean? Everyone's like, oh, you're 39, you're unmarried?
Yeah.
Oh, are you gay?
No.
Oh, God. Oh. It's somehow grosser that I'm not gay, which is cool, progressively speaking. You know what I mean? Even think about it. It's kind of amazing. You know? And the thing is, look, I don't want to be single. I don't. Like, I just got out of a relationship. It was horrible to break up with that person and all that jazz, you know? But I wasn't doing it because, like, ooh, I want to be single. I want to be out there chasing puss at 39. Yeah. No, I don't. You know, because I don't look, I want a companion, I want a partner in life, but I also don't want to be creepy. I don't want to, right? Because men are just creepy, and single men are creepy times a thousand, you know? Just are. And all men are creepy. And I know every time I say that, there's always a guy in the audience giving me a face like, hey, like I'm a good guy. I'm not, look, we're all creepy the way God made us. Our physicality alone. Like, think about it. What is an erection but a meat arrow going, you? Like, it's disgusting. The way God built us. Come back. Can I put this inside of you? Let me put me in you. What's the problem? No matter how smooth you break the ice, hey, I'm Greg, whatever, the objective is still the same. If a girl comes up to me in a bar and just wants, you know, starts talking, I have no idea what the hell she wants, right? Could be like she wants to just pass a couple moments. She might want to know what time it is, talk sports. I don't know. If I go up to a woman I've never met in a bar, I might as well be like, hi, I'm Matt. You know what I want, you know! Please hold me, I'm so alone. But I kind of love watching guys hit on women and how they do it. And I really love the ridiculous guys, you know? Like, not guys that make women feel uncomfortable. Like, we should lock all those guys in a barn and set it the fuck on fire. I'm saying guys that don't care about getting shot down to the point where they hit on a woman from across a crowded room. Have you seen that guy? Like, full bar. Hey! You guys move. No, you. I'm Gary. That guy's amazing. That's like, it's like a unicorn with a tiny brain. It's majestic and stupid, both at the same time. Like, I first saw that guy on a crowded bus in Portland, where I grew up. Full bus, 10 a.m. I was 16 years old. And this woman gets on with two sacks of laundry and sets them down, and she's sweating. She's like the picture of do not hit on me right now, right? And, you know, in the encyclopedia, like, don't ever hit on this woman. It's 10 a.m. She's sweating. Leave her alone, okay? Guy at the other end of the bus never saw that encyclopedia entry. Yells, full bus, through all of us. What's up? Whole bus is like, what's up, who? Like, who are you talking to? But no one answers him because someone, you know, no one gets involved on a bus. Someone gets stabbed. People be like, this newspaper's amazing, and I saw nothing. So she finally realizes he means her, and she's like, what? He's like, want to get a drink? It's 10 a.m. She's like, no. He goes, one drink. Like that's the tipping point, right? Like, she can be like, in that case, a Manhattan, get my bags, I am a lady, right? No. She goes, she's just like fed up. She's like, no, I don't want to get a fucking drink with you. And his answer was so stupid, it was almost genius. And I know that makes no sense, but strap in, because it will, okay? She goes, I don't want to get a fucking drink with you. And he goes, that's not the point. What the hell does that mean? What does that mean? I'm asking you. As my new Brooklyn friends, I've been wondering for 16 years, man. We lost it. The whole bus laughed. We laughed so hard we met each other. Do you understand how hard you have to be like, what the fuck? Hey, Diana, Matt, what's up? This is my friend Brian. We used to play soccer together. What the fuck was that? What's not the point? And the thing is, she thought about it, right? Like, it almost worked. Like, her face went, huh? And then she was like, oh, fuck you, right? But for a second, he had her. And I want to use that, you know? Not on women, but to get, like, little things. Specifically coffee. Like, I hate it when I go to a coffee shop and, like, there's a line out the door, right? Just go, like, I want to skip that line and go where they're just putting coffees out that have been paid for. When they're like, latte for Chris, just snatch Chris's coffee and walk away, right? And when the guy's like, hey, that's not your coffee, just turn around and go, that's not the point, man. Like, you know he'll be like, how did I lose that argument? And my coffee. I'll just take another latte. That guy's crazy. I don't know what just happened. Yeah, I like to go out and have a good time. And I'm 39. Yeah? But to do that, you have to have, like, when you're my age, you have to have younger friends. And I have friends of all ages, older than me too. But the younger ones are the ones that like to go out. And they're the ones that will probably get me killed someday. Because I love my male friends in their early 20s, but guys in their early 20s are maniacs and stupid and indestructible. It's a real fucked up cocktail of a human being, right? Like, my friend was just like, oh, I'm so tired. I'm like, what happened? He's like, oh, man, I shotgunned like 3 boxes of wine last night and did some heroin. I'm like, how the fuck are you alive? Like, how? Like, I'll party with these guys, but we're not on the same level at all. Like, I was at South by Southwest this year with a friend of mine, and he's 23, I think, which is an age that still exists, amazingly. And who knew? It's been so long. And we're just not on the same level, right? Like, I was like, oh, my God, it's 2:30 in the morning. I'm so tired. And he looks at me and goes, yeah, you're right. We should get some coke. Like, no, no, that's not what I'm saying. Like, at all. I want to sleep in my bed like a man, like a grown man. He's like, oh, you missed this concert last night, man. I'm like, really, where was it? I'm like, what was it? Like, what time? He's like, oh, it was under a bridge, like 5 miles outside of town. We hitchhiked. It's a band called the Fucknuts. And they didn't go on till like 5 a.m. I'm like, fuck, I'm so glad I missed that concert. It feels so good to have missed that 5 a.m. concert. I love being a bartender because I loved crowning the king and queen of drunkdom at the end of the night, right? The drunkest dude, the drunkest chick. And the drunkest dude was more often than not a super rich guy because rich people don't think they can get drunk. They think they have a second liver for some reason. And this guy comes up to me once and he's like, let me get a Cape Cod. I'm like, wow. So I call my friend Thad over. I'm like, dig this fucking guy. Sorry, say again, sir? And he didn't think I know what a Cape Cod was, which is what he fucked up, right? So he says, give me a vodka quambowie. And I'm like, sir, I'm afraid you're overserved. I don't think I can serve you. And his answer was succinct and perfect, which was, huh? No idea what that means. No idea what the hell that means. What? His follow-up was even better, which is, but I'm a realtor. Oh, in that case, here's your drink. And I started doing when I used to be a food runner, which was amazing because it's easy. And I was hired, you know, because I'm a big dumb animal. I can lift heavy things above my head like a tray full of plates and walk out, set them down, put it down, and leave. So I do that, set down the plates. No matter what they'd ask me for, I would fucking leave. Right? 2 cheeseburgers. Get some ketchup. Sir, sir, sir. It's the best, right? And the guy that hired us was this tiny guy with a massive Napoleonic complex. I don't know why he was the food runner trainer. But one time, me and these 2 other shaven mastodons were there, and we loaded up a tray with way too many plates of food. Like, we stacked it like this high. None of us could lift it. We're just laughing. Because I was like gacked on espresso. And those 2 guys were high as giraffe pussy. And feel free to use that one. Use that. It's a great one, right? It's an old Irish term from a grandmother. But the little dude shows up and he's like, hey, who's got that tray? Who's taking that tray? And I'm like, fuck. I do. Like, I'm like, I'll dislocate my shoulder for the team. Like, whatever, right? And he's like, no, fuck that, Bronger. It's mine. And we look at him like, dude, like, none of us could lift. Like, we didn't say that. We're like, you can't be like, no, you're little. Like, right? He'll stab you, right? He'll, like, track you down like Chucky and stab you through the springs of your mattress in 3 years. Not letting that happen. So I was like, all right, bro, go ahead. And he looks at us and goes, watch and learn, fuckers, and puts his hat on backwards. Like, over the top, right? And he gets under it, and he's like, ugh, and then does the hips, like, ugh. Looks at us, just eyes of raw panic, like, like, he knew he'd been had. Like, you guys did this to fuck with me, man. You know? No one can lift this. But you know those stories, like in Reader's Digest, where a truck slips its axle and lands on a kid, and the mom, who's like 98 pounds, lifts it up, like with the strength of her love? This guy got this thing up with the strength of his wounded ego. Got under it, was like, yeah! Just whole body bucking, like every bone bending, and looked at us each individually like, fuck you! Walked out the door. And we chased him like, holy shit, start a religion. That was a fucking miracle. But every asshole gets punished by karma. He grabbed a tray jacket, caught on a doorknob, and the whole tray went brash into a crowded Friday night dining room. Like plates flying like frisbees. Plate hit a guy right in that divot in your eye where it looks like a plate should fit. Like, just went poof, oh, oh! Horrific screams. Wings in the face. Oh! Am I bleeding? Why is it orange, right? Hot soup on the neck, one guy, like, ah! It's a weird burger to the face, like, because you're never eating and go, some shit flying at me? No? Okay. How about now? How about is some shit flying at my face? No? I'm just gonna keep eating. Keep looking. No, you're looking down. And after all that shit, does he go, oh my God, I am so sorry. I've hurt you. I will pay for your meals and your hospital bills. Please forgive me. Nope. Guy just goes, fuck! Right back in the kitchen. That's all he did. The thing is, I'm alone now, but I'm not lonely, and I never make fun of loneliness because it's a serious, awful, awful thing, but I've seen it accidentally get made fun of, and it was great. Here's the story. I went to see a movie called Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back many years ago. It's great. It's great. And I went by myself, and you kind of have that feeling. I don't get that anymore. When I was younger, I was like, I'm going to a movie alone? I'm a loser. So I go in there, and I look, and everyone else in the theater is a dude by himself. And they all look like Silent Bob. All of them. Chubby guy, beard, acne, too much popcorn, two empty seats. Chubby guy, beard, acne, too much. Right? Want to be like, guys, pair up, you're all the same. But I think they wouldn't enjoy that. And before the movie started, a preview came on. And it was for that movie, 40 Days and 40 Nights, starring Josh Hartnett, right? This is back when Josh Hartnett was 22 years old and just, wah, like a sweet piece, you know what I mean? Like, fucking tomato. Like, I'm not even gay, but I would, you know what I mean? Woo! Tell you what. So, he's on the screen, just a head and shoulders shot, like, hey, what's up? Doing that thing of like, oh man, I'm like, so hot, I can't, it hurts. It hurts how hot I am. Ugh, I can barely see you with all this hotness in my face. And he goes, not supposed to have sex for 40 days and 40 nights. And this girl comes out of nowhere and licks his whole ear. And goes, ha ha. And then she's gone. And he goes, ugh, it's gonna be rough. And all the Silent Bobs go, ah! Fucking, why'd they show that preview before that movie? Like, not all, like, were loud. Most just deflated, like, meh, 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 meh. But there were a couple alpha nerds that were like, fuck you! Try 40 years! Hey, I've done stupid shit. I should never drink and then get high, ever in my life. Like, My girlfriend and I were drinking, and she's like, let's hit a bar. I'm like, great. She's like, let's get high first. And I'm like, you know? Like, okay? Every part of my body's like, don't do it. You know what always happens? You make a fool of yourself. And I'm like, this time it'll be different, brain and soul and spirit and body. So we get high, and we walk to this bar, and I kick the door open like Wyatt Earp. Boom. Yeah. Because I expect to hear the music of Thin Lizzy or AC/DC or something. Nope. Pitch black room. I see it's packed by the number of heads. Silent. All I hear is B, 1-0-4-N-2. It's bingo night, right? But I'm so blasted, I think it's like the new Skrillex tune or something, and a beat's gonna kick in. Like, when's it gonna kick? So I'm standing in the middle of the room getting ready. In the only lit area, right? Girlfriend's like, get a bingo card. I'm like, oh, it's big. And you know when you're messed up and you try to act like you're not messed up and you come off 10 times more messed up than you actually are? She's like, hey, how are you? Doff of the cap. I'm not wearing a hat. That was weird. Okay. Hi. Lovely breasts. You're a man. Why the fuck would you say that to anyone? So I go over to the guy like, hey, bingo master? What's the prize for winning bingo? And the guy looks at me and goes, horseback riding lessons. And I don't know if my brain said that or he did. Like, well, you have a pony in the alley? This is a dive bar. I take it and go, very good. And I sit down and I win almost immediately. Four in a row, right? The triple crown. But I'm sitting there because I think you have to fill the whole square or something. Girlfriend's like, hey, you won. Say it. You won. Say it. And what do you say when you win bingo?
Bingo!
Correct. Not this jackass. What I literally yelled was, fuck yeah, I win! Bingo! Like Ric Flair won bingo. Woo! Styling, profiling, limousine riding. Bingo. I get up, the whole room starts booing me. All of them. Found out later they boo anyone that wins, but I didn't know that. It was my first time at bingo night there, so I think they hate my fucking guts. I'm so high, and I'm just like, stop, please stop booing me, please. I want to be your friend. Cut it out. It's just like that short story, The Lottery. Don't throw rocks. I said that. So I get up there, and I get the best insult of my whole life thrown at me, okay? It was a special gift, I think, from God. Get up there. I'm wearing a t-shirt from one of my favorite record stores called Peaches Records in New Orleans, called Peaches Records. Turning in my prize, this woman at a table full of other women stands up right at me, yells, fuck you, Peaches! The best put down you'll ever hear directed towards a man. Because there's no comeback to fuck you, Peaches. There just isn't. I was so high I forgot I had the t-shirt on. I'm like, what? Why am I Peaches? Guys call me that when I'm out of earshot? Like paranoid fantasies, I'm getting my mail, and someone's just like, fucking check it out, Peaches getting his mail. Fuck you, Peaches. I also have an anger problem. I have a kind of a short fuse. Like, I don't get into fights, but I yell dumb shit if I'm mad enough. I was out with my girlfriend, and we're in a bar. We have a full table, two friends standing, nowhere to sit. So I go to this table next to us. I'm like, hey, can we use those two empty chairs? They had two empty chairs. And this guy goes, no, man, you can't. We got friends coming. And he said it like I saw the Evite, thought to myself, fuck your friends. And I want those chairs. I didn't know, right? I'm like, all right, dude, take it easy. Like, relax. After an hour, my girlfriend's like, they're still not using those chairs. I'm going to ask him. Goes and asks his girlfriend. He's like, hey, you're not using those chairs. Can we use them? Lady goes, no. You fucking can't. We told your boyfriend. You want to go? Like, you want to fight over chairs? Like, no, because it's not musical chairs. So we're not fighting over those chairs. So then they start talking shit, right? I can't hear what they're saying, but it's like Charlie Brown's teacher times eight. Just, right? And I'm getting angry, and I'm swelling up. And I'm turning into a silverback ape, right? My girlfriend's patting my back like, shh, Coco, no, Coco, Coco, no, Coco, banana later, Coco, mad, Coco, no, Coco, mad, no, Coco, banana, mad. So she calms me down, she's a sweetheart. After an hour, I forgot all about it, right? Forgot they were dicks. I'm like, you know what? Let's get the fuck out of here, let's leave. And we get out, you know, like, let's go to the bar across the street, leave. Girlfriend's like, I forgot my coat, goes back and gets it. As she leaves, the whole table, like they planned it, yells out, suck it, bitch! Yeah, so Coco's back. I walk right in, and I stand over him. I'm like, who said that? Who said that? They won't answer me. They don't even look at me. They're all doing this, like a visor, like looking at each other, like, believe this guy? What an asshole. I'm not being a hero. There's eight of them. I'm vastly outnumbered. So I said, you won't look at me? You won't answer me? You fucking cowards? Bad enough. Just let it go. Bad enough, you made your point. But instead, then I said this to fellow human beings. Fine, stay afraid the rest of your lives, and walked out of the bar. Who the hell says that? That's not on the TV show Game of Thrones. I got outside and the bouncer's like, hey man, he can't say that shit to people, man. The rest of their lives? That's dark as shit, dude. I'm like depressed now. Am I a 17th century assassin? Leave the chest of gold doubloons in the town square by noonday tomorrow, or else stay afraid the rest of your lives. Cloud of smoke, cape, gone.